you're desperate enough to be blessed by God. The Bible says in the book of St. Mark, the second chapter, allow me to just touch on this, the fourth verse. Well, let's go to the first verse. It says, St. Mark, the second chapter, the first verse. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them, and they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born afore. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broke it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Let's go to the fifth chapter. Just look at 25 through 24. Fifth Mark, chapter 5, verse 25. Chapter 5, verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Listen, saints, you may be seated. On your way down, ask somebody, are you desperate enough to get a blessing? Drastic measures. So desperate times, desperate folks do desperate things. Blessed are the desperate, for they don't care what anybody thinks. Blessed are the desperate, for they will go where no one else will go. Blessed are the desperate, for they won't let anything stop them. Blessed are the desperate, for they will do desperate things to get a blessing from their God. Emptiness, emptiness. Listen at this. Emptiness is a prerequisite for desperation. Desperation is a condition that exists when a recognized need is present. Listen at this. All God's people are needy. Y'all, some won't admit it, but all God's people are needy. But few are willing to acknowledge that need. It is when the need is acknowledged that the condition of desperation begins to develop in us. Desperation only comes when there is a recognized need that is beyond our own abilities to meet. You get a flat tire and you got a spare in the back and you got a jack and a lug wrench, you don't get desperate. But if you don't have a spare and you don't have a lug wrench and you on the side of the highway and folks flying past you, now's the time to get desperate. Desperation comes when there's a problem, there's a need, and you don't have the wherewithal to fix it. But that's where God does his best work. Listen at this word. The dictionary defines desperate as dangerously reckless or violent, as from urgency or despair. In other words, you get reckless. You know, your baby's sick. You ain't got driver's license. Matter of fact, you ain't even got a Dakota ring. You ain't got Batman license, a Long Ranger badge, but you jump behind the wheel and drive your sick child to the hospital. That sounds like desperation, right? And you're reckless. You're driving all over the place because you don't know what you're doing, and you're trusting that God will get you there. We're talking about desperation. The next definition is showing extreme courage, especially of actions courageously undertaken as last resort. I done tried everything. I done been to 12 doctors, 12 years. I done spent all my money. What I'm going to do? Desperation comes right after the what I'm going to do next look on your face. Desperation comes when you know that the bills are high and money's low. Desperation. The next definition is showing extreme urgency or intensity, especially because of great need or desire. Anything you want bad enough, you'll figure out a way to get it done. Anything you need bad enough, you'll figure out a way. Some of us come to church, but we ain't never got desperate. Because when you get desperate, you'll find a way to get what you need from God. Desperate folks don't care if the music playing, don't care if the drummer can't play, don't care if the keyboard player didn't show up. They'll clap their hands and a melody will be in their heart, and you'll be wondering why they dancing. Because they desperate for something from the Lord. You'll wonder why somebody will be praying in the church. The Bible declared that Hannah was in there, and the preacher thought she was just doing gibberish. But she was asking God. Her soul was vexed because she had not yet had a child. Listen, you got to understand, desperation brings about stuff that other folks find weird. Amen, somebody. Contrary to the way we view things, desperation is not a bad thing. Desperation is when my oldest, my son, was acting a little funny. And I, one day, the mom, her phone, I guess we call it butt dialing now. But I'm listening, and she driving to work. God, save my son. God, da, 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 da. Desperation is when you at your last resort. God, he coming in at 4 a.m, and I get up at 5, and I can't sleep till he come home. Didn't take long for the God I serve. He walked in the door. He was on his way back to school. And he told my wife, I want to get saved. See, y'all, you know, some folks, they play church. You know, when I was stationed in Korea, the pastor used to look at me. I was sitting on the drums. He said, boy, you going to play with that thing or you going to play that thing? And every Sunday, he just had to play. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. And I ain't talking about no 4 minutes. He had the remix version. Disco remix. Boom, 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 boom. Heal my body. It told me to, he running around. And I'm like, you know, after a while, my body was tired. Arms hurt. Legs hurt. And boy, you going to play that thing or you going to play with that thing? Some of us play with prayer. Amen, somebody. Some of us dabble. Some of us sprinkle. But there's a time when you get desperate. Can't nobody stop you from giving God glory. Stop you from opening your mouth and interrupting all that mess that you've allowed to come in your homes and in your life. Give you another one. Pastor Tim was on his way to Desert Storm. I didn't ask to go, but I stood up there. I, Timothy Jones, swear to uphold the rules and to defend all past and present presidents and their families. And you know, when I finished swearing in, my duty was whatever they say. Now, the important thing we got to remember is when God sends orders,
He ain't no different than the military. He sent the provision first. Before Desert Storm, I was wearing green BDUs. But when we got into an engagement in the East, they changed the whole color of our uniform from green to beige. A little tannish, brownish. My BDU started, and I thought they was cool at first, till I realized the reason they gave them to me. Because ain't much vegetation in the desert. Yeah, but see, in the desert, only stuff like cactus can live. Stuff that can get a little water from nowhere. And when you come to church, you got to have the spirit of cactus. I don't care if don't nobody else want none. I'm willing to go down as deep as I got to go and go up as high as I got to get. But I need something from the Lord. I'm desperate. Let me get this message over. But by divine perspective, there are many blessings, even promises of God, that cannot be obtained apart from being desperate. If it would be according to the will of God today that every one of us should reach some measure of desperation concerning a huge gap between what God has made available to us and what God expects of us compared to where we are actually at. I believe the Spirit's message to us all is, you have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. All of us need to get a little more desperate for God. When we see the world, the life that is available to us, and when we see in our own lives and churches the low level of spirituality, the spiritual life, and the absence of the spiritual power, it should create a sense of emptiness within us, a recognition of falling short of the glory that has been prepared for us. The Old Testament said, who's seen this house? But here's the part that gets me. And how do you view it now? Who's seen this house in its former glory? Who knew when I used to go to church and this man was hanging crutches up on the wall and kicking people's cane, putting them on the Mesby ark and breaking them? But now, we just get you a cooler cane. Let's get you one. We just get you a shinier one. But this joker was breaking them. Ah! Wheelchairs, he confiscating them. Who saw this church? And how do you view it now? It should spark some desperation in us. But listen, desperate folks, do you not know being desperate is a blessing? For a desperate person, now you got to understand what was going on. A desperate person will tear the roof off. See, a desperate person, look, it wasn't that it was so many people that it wasn't that they couldn't have pressed through. It was too many people to press through. If you read your Bible, you'll see it said that they couldn't even get to the door. You know, when folks is like all up against each other, you try to weasel your way through, but it's too many folks. It's sweating room only. So the word said, in order to get the man that was sick of palsy to Jesus, they had to tear the roof off somebody's house. The woman who had the issue of blood, she was desperate. See, desperation, it can become a blessing to you when you really know that you need something from the Lord and when you really realize how bad it is. Look around you. Who recognize where they live now? Who would believe that folks, listen, when I was a kid, if you was homosexual, you ain't tell nobody. You wasn't out here marching. Where in the world? I passed the church on Macquarie. It's got the rainbow on it. I'm thinking to myself, how did we get here? I passed a church in the city that said we're the most inclusive church in the city. And I was
working in the phones, telephones at the time. I just had to find out what he meant. We don't put anyone out. I said, brother, let me say this. What do you mean by, listen, all are welcome. I don't care what walk of life, dope fiends, homosexuals, lesbians, they all can come and worship and praise God. I said, look, man, can I ask you something? That's absolutely right. You should welcome them all in here, but they shouldn't leave the same way they came. Folks don't go to the hospital to leave sick. People don't spend all they have. They don't show up at the doctor. Hey, doc. Oh, man, I got some good news and I got some bad news. I got some good news. I'm going to get paid for this. But the bad news is I can't do nothing for you. You could have stayed at home and kept your money. Nobody. I said, brother, don't you think that we offer him something when the scripture says by his stripes we're healed? When the word tells you, I'll keep you in perfect. Well, I think that the church has excluded the homosexual, and we need to welcome them in. They welcome. Come on in. Right. Hear what the word say. Because the word has a scripture that is be your prescription to deliver your mind, to deliver you from who you thought you was. Because the enemy and the world tells you you're somebody that you're not. And it's just gotten. And you know what makes it so bad? Is because half these folks that's acting that way knew God. Before they start acting like that. Raised in church. Well, they just didn't treat me right. Look, everybody need to pray. Everybody got to come by the way of the cross. It's not exclusive. The same way he saved me is the same way you got to go through. Everybody got to ask for Jesus to get in their life and to wash them and cleanse us and purge them. And then you're going to have to walk in discipline. The guy said, well, I said, can I submit to you? And this is not no ordinary guy. He's a master's degree or above having pastor. I said, can I submit to you that I believe that it would be harder to get somebody who's promiscuous and chasing women or a woman that likes multiple men than it would be to get a homosexual delivered? He said, no, I beg to differ. I said, I don't, because God gave you. No, Matt, God gave us, so we'll procreate. So you can't make me feel like, because the enemy done twisted it and perverted it, that I suggest that whatever God gives you, it's going to be harder to cast that out. But he tells us to walk in discipline. Husband and one wife. Right? He tells us. Some things you're just going to have to walk and be disciplined about it. You ain't going to be able to pray, God, take this off. No, you going to have to walk like a man and act like a man and stop being greedy and crazy. Stop this nonsense. The Bible says that it's the work. And then check out Galatians, preacher. It's the work of the flesh. It's not a spirit. I said, didn't it say it's the work of the flesh? That make it not a spirit, right? Well, you know, the spirit of homosexuality. Well, stop, Eric. That ain't what Galatians say. Now, I know what you're saying, but I read in my Bible, these are the work of the flesh. Fornication, adultery. Why'd he say both of them? Because he wanted to make sure you realize, so, you know, he won't give nobody no loopholes. Mad or unmad, you got to act right. That's your God's way of doing things. Let's get back to our lesson. So when you get desperate, you start to realize that there's some stuff that you got to do. Desperation to make you climb a tree. Zacchaeus was a man of little stature. He couldn't get to Jesus, but he could climb a tree and make some noise. Some of us, when you come to church, you got to make sure that God understands and sees and hears, because you need something from him. And when everybody else want to get silent, you must give Jesus the praise. Jesus, you will be praised. You can't tell somebody who's been delivered from something that you know, that God won't do it.
You can't tell nobody. Listen, there's only two kind of people, those in a storm and those about to go in one. And then there's those who gonna trust God and those who just gonna let the storm do what it will. Listen, when Paul was in Eurocladon in the book of Acts, the Bible declared that Paul told them, hey, fear not, for an angel of the Lord appeared unto me and said that all lives are mine, but you got to remain in the ship. That you know what that tells me? When I'm in a storm, when I'm in the middle of everything that the devil tries to put on me, no matter how desperate I get, I still got to trust in the Lord. A charge to keep I have, a God to glorify. Right then, I don't want to be in the spirit of dread or in a mindset of dread, because I have expectations that the God I serve will bring me out no matter what. I'm that desperate. You can't trick me into believing what God won't do. You can't tell me, well, God don't operate that way no more. Well, my Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and whenever, forevermore. Now, see, what you want to do is try to trip me up and make me believe that he don't do that no more. Well, we don't speak in tongues anymore because that was for the starting of the church. What? The demons wasn't half as bad back then as they are now. And you telling me we don't need all that God was doing back then now? I said, oh, well, you know, you must be from one of those Pentecostals. Yeah, that's where I'm from. And the problem I have is, if it was needed back then, for sure we need it now. Because why is two preachers questioning the fact? Is it wrong when the Bible says, you know, in Muslim countries, they kill them. We just want to deliver them. And now y'all saying we operating in the spirit of hate. We just want you to get your head on straightened so you can walk like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, and the sad part is, the young man I used to work with for all these years, he was like, man, it makes me sick, man. I've been living with my woman for 18 years, and she can't get on my medical benefits. It serves you right. He said, but if she was a man, I said, you got a point. But it still serves you right. Because all you got to do is marry her. In the city of North Chicago, you can't even have a dog without having a license. And that's got to be, I mean, North Chicago got enough sense to make you get a license for a dog. And man, look, you live with her for 18 years. I don't even know how you did it. Because, you know, you ain't even bound by half. You can walk out. Well, that's the mother of my children. Okay, well, you know, you can build her up all you want, but you're still throwing acid at the base. Because you can marry her, and she can walk in the hospital and say, I'm Mrs. Sewing Baloney, and get benefits. And you want to be mad. Who you mad at? This was wrote before you got here. And because you choose not to follow the rules, yeah, man, brother, you will never get me to agree with you, because you want to shack up and now you want benefits for it? See, you're not desperate enough. If you really wanted her to have some benefits, you would say, I do. He told me, you sound like my uncle. You know, his uncle, Elder Cartwright. You sound like my uncle. Somebody ought to sound like him. How you gonna be mad? That's the one good thing they got going. And you out here trying to campaign to me? Zacchaeus had enough sense to get loud. See, if you want God to show up at your house, you want God to come to your house, you might have to climb a tree and get loud and crazy. You got to act like folks did in days of old when they, see, we got too much. Y'all might as well just admit it. Because see, what did Peter, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. So the beggar, he ain't getting no money. He got the wherewithal to take care of himself. But now we got so much, we just throw a bit in the bag and watch somebody who need Jesus, who need deliverance, who need healing, who need somebody to minister to them. We just throw a couple dollars in there. Well, let me make this clear to you. A couple dollars will not deliver. They'll be desperate the next day. Because you and I both know that when you work a job, they pay you enough to come back Monday, right? They pay you enough to make sure you back the next day, right? So whatever you put in that pot, they still got the same thing. But then, because they didn't have silver and gold, they gave them what they had. The power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. The Bible said he went leaping, running, and check this, and serving God. And serving God. And when they tried to hem him up, he said, I don't know what you're talking about. All I know is, where is it? I couldn't see. Now I can see. You can say whatever you want. I met a man that did something that helped me to get out of the rut I'm in. I was desperate a few minutes ago, but I'm delivered right now. Yeah. When Jesus do something for you, you can't. Listen. Here's the crazy part. A blind man. Listen, this guy, you got to be desperate to let somebody spit in the dirt and put it in your eye. Now, he might not have saw him spit, but I'm sure he heard him spit. Hey, wait. What you doing? But when you sure enough want to see, when you sure enough want to be healed, when you sure enough want to be delivered, you don't care if a little spit get in your eye. You don't care if a little mud spit in your eye. All you want is to be able to see clearly. Now, when you get desperate, you know, most folks, a friend of mine was teasing me. He said, man, you don't listen to secular music? I said, no. He said, man, there's got to be a song you like. I said, man, you know, I grew up listening to it. It sounds all right. I mean, but you know, I'm trying to get to a whole nother level in God at this point in life. I said, but there is a song that saints ought to listen to. It does. It said, we ain't getting no younger. Meet me at the altar. We ain't getting full of the Holy Ghost. Meet me at the altar. We ain't getting delivered. Meet me at the altar. Y'all are hearing me. We ain't getting sanctified like we used to. Meet me at the altar. Now if the enemy got enough sense to know that to do it right, you gotta meet him at the altar. The saints ought to have enough sense to know that you ain't getting no younger. You need Jesus in your life. You got to get desperate enough to meet me at the altar. Now, he said, that ain't what that song mean. Yeah, dude. He said, okay. See, meet me at the altar. He's just, even the devil got enough sense to say, we ain't getting no younger. Ain't none of us getting no younger. So what'd he say? Meet me at the altar. Folks dying, and it don't matter if you are getting younger. Casket this big and that big. Where's our desperation? When things come in our lives, I've been fussing at Sister Jones. Yeah, I do that sometime. I was fussing at her because she canceled prayer yesterday. Because there's an era of desperation that has to be reached. If you going through, you need prayer. If your friend going through, they need prayer.
I'm like, hey, I don't care if it ain't nobody but me and you there. I don't want y'all canceling prayer. I don't want you canceling choir rehearsal. I don't want you canceling nothing without running it by me. Why? Because we live in desperate times. And in order to win men's souls, he who wins souls is wise. We got to present a package to the world that says, look, we happy in Jesus. We came here to get more. Church ought to make you better. You cannot go to school for 18 years and not learn nothing before somewhere along the line they're going to diagnose you retarded. This thing on. Remedial. You go to first grade, third grade, and you still ain't learned your ABCs, somebody gonna start to question. How in the world do men and women of God come to church Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday, and every other revival they can get to, and still not believe in the power of the Most High God, that he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him? Where's your desperation? If one won't stay family saved, you got to start seeking God like never before. You got to start praising him no matter what goes on. You got to start glorifying him and lifting him up in the midst of everything so you can interrupt some things. Everyone standing. You got to get desperate beyond comfort. Desperate beyond reputation. Desperate beyond tradition. Well, Pastor, we do it like this. Look, I'm desperate beyond we do it like this. I need to see folks saved, delivered. You know, I thought about it. I was sitting in church the day I committed my life to Christ, and I didn't care what Dr. Kobe or Pastor Kobe or Bishop Kobe was preaching. In my mind, I had already made up in my mind, I wish he would hurry up and shut up so I could get in the prayer line. Why? I was desperate. The stuff that ran me in church, guess what? It's done got worse. It ain't half as bad. Back then, it wasn't like it is now. The stuff that ran me to Jesus is still out there. Except it's done got bold. Listen, y'all don't even, if y'all read and watch, you would understand. Listen, what thing does God say he hate? Pride. So what happens? They call the parade. It's the pride parade. We got pride that we against God's word. And folks down there marching just as jokers with clergy collars on marching with them. One of our distinguished African-American leaders, I'll tell you his name, Reverend Jesse Jackson, was down there marching with him. And I'm thinking, I know you want votes or something or donations, but you done went too far. You should have been down there with some blessed or getting arrested because you were trying to pray death. I'm sorry. Listen, it bothers me because when I was in the military, I worked on planes, and I don't care what you was. If you knew what you was doing on the plane, you could help me work on the plane. But when he told them who he was, they put him out. Now it's don't ask, don't tell, or tell, I don't care. And you know what? Those same people is suing now. We want our job back. Because if it was wrong then, it's wrong now. Amen, somebody. The same rules that applied in 64. If it was wrong in 64, it's got to still be wrong just because public opinion say it's all right. So, saints, it's my job as pastor of the Rehoboth Church of God in Christ to stir up in you and to get a fire burning in your belly about praying and seeking and praising God so we can go from point A to point B in Jesus. So we can take authority over our homes and our neighborhoods and our families. You know, this is the world we live in, but we're not of the world. We might be in it. We might have to live here, but we're not of the world. So we just aliens passing through. But while you passing through, you're supposed to make a difference. And because you can't do it by yourself, the power of the Holy Ghost demands, the Spirit of Jesus demands that you cry out to Him and get the help you need to succeed. Listen, that same little boy I was telling y'all about earlier, August 6th is the first day he's opening a church in Dallas, Texas, at the University of Texas. August 20th, he'll be installed officially. That same 27-year-old son that had his mama up all night, but she wasn't up worried, she was up praying. That same little boy got 2 master's degrees. That same little boy. You know what? I believe God can do it for anybody. And here's the part that I like. He ain't asked me for no help. That's what won't he will. I said, son, you need no sir. No sir. Train them up in the way they should go. If you want your children to succeed, you know, she was notorious for greasing them up. They wake up and they head shining, and she done anointed them and prayed for them. My daughter, daddy, I got acne. I think mama put that oil on my head. You need it. You need it. It'll go away. You'll grow out of the acne. But what you into, it's got to come out. Is there not one that would say, God, I've been a little slow for me. I done lost that passion, that desire, that hunger, that thirst after righteousness. You know, I kind of meddled with the scripture, and I said, blessed are the desperate, but blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. This is the way God wants to do it for you. You got to commit yourself. Commit yourself. Come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness has already been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Meet me at the altar. If you need prayer, come now. It'll be all over.